This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that breaking language barriers should be our collective responsibility, inaugurating the 98th Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Modi highlighted that many saints of Maharashtra showed society a new direction through the Bhakti movement in the Marathi language. He added that the Marathi language and Marathi literature have performed the remarkable task of opening the doors of social liberation for the oppressed and deprived sections of the society.
Marathi bhasha aur Marathi sahitya ne samaj ke shoshit vanchit varg ke liye samajik mukti ke dwar khulne ka bhi adbhut kaam kiya hai.
Prime Minister Modi pointed out that there has never been any enmity among Indian languages, rather they have enriched each other. He said that language is not just a medium of communication but a carrier of culture. The three-day Sammelan will host a diverse array of panel discussions, book exhibitions, cultural performances and interactive sessions with eminent literary figures. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has underlined that in order to retain its leadership, the G20 must be accurately reflective of global challenges in their entirety. He said this during his remarks at the G20 Foreign Ministers' meeting session on G20 objectives for 2025 at Johannesburg in South Africa yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar stressed that the G20 must always place the imperatives of collaboration higher than the compulsions of competition. On international disaster response, Dr. Jaishankar said, India supports strong frameworks for preparedness, emergency response, recovery and reconstruction. Dr. S. Jaishankar also met Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong and French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot at the India-Australia-France trilateral meeting in Johannesburg yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the three countries have shared interests in the Indo-Pacific and the potential to strengthen each other's position. The Pusa Krishi Vigyan Mela 2025 will be organised in New Delhi today. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will inaugurate the Mela. The theme of the three-day fair is Unnat Krishi Viksit Bharat. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that Japan has been a key ally in India's economic growth and is the fifth largest source of foreign investment. Addressing the India-Japan Economy and Investment Forum in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal said that foreign direct investment from Japan has exceeded $43 billion between 2000 and 2024. Home Minister Amit Shah held an educational interaction with the students of the rural and tribal community of Santokpa Dholakia Vidya Mandir, Dang district of Gujarat at Gujarat Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Shah emphasized that the upliftment and empowerment of the tribal community is a priority for the government. He highlighted that Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave the tribal community their rightful recognition after independence. Senior officials of Bhubaneswar-based KIIT University, including its founder, Achyuta Samanta, appeared before the Odisha government's high-level committee yesterday. The committee is investigating the alleged suicide of a Nepalese engineering girl student and subsequent attack on students from the neighbouring country. The government has said that around 17 lakh new employees have been enrolled under the Employees State Insurance Scheme in the month of December 2024. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. It will be the 119th episode of the monthly radio program. Hamas has announced the names of latest Israeli hostages to be released today amid mounting outrage over the Palestinian group's admission that it released the wrong body instead of Shiri Bibas's. In ICC Champions Trophy cricket, South Africa defeated Afghanistan by 107 runs in Group B fixture in Karachi last night. In Women's Premier League, WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Royal Challengers Bangalore by 4 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.